I read the literature on remediation, and I know that lower income students and African American students and Latino students have higher rates of remediation, right? So when I go into the classroom, if I have that in my head, I might make assumptions. When I teach particularly quantitative methods, I know that math remediation, I know the statistics, I know the groups that have more difficulty. If I carry that, though, into the classroom, and even though it's valid, empirical, scientific evidence, and we need to use that to improve schools, not to oppress people, but to improve people's lives, if I take it into my classroom and I'm not conscious about this, I may overlook that, I may make assumptions about this student wouldn't be able to answer this question because of, you know, I might start making assumptions about race and remediation in the classroom. And I think it's really important to not do that. And the first time I realized that I did it kind of unconsciously was that it was when I was a graduate student, and we all do it. We're all part of the culture. We carry certain things that we have to consciously work on undoing. But I had I was teaching theory, and I had a paper. I had them put their names at the very end of the paper because I didn't want to be biased. I was trying to avoid bias. So I graded a paper. It was a D, and it was a theory paper. And the student was Chinese. And I'm like, oh, how is that possible? And I thought, oh, wait a minute. I have a stereotype. So if I would have known her name, I might have graded her higher just because I'm assuming that she's doing better than maybe she was doing. And, so for people who teach math and science, I think you have to encourage and making sure that you're attending to all students in the class and bringing them into the conversation and noting and highlighting when they have answers to, like for me, it's statistical problems. And like, here's a quick example. There's an African-American woman in my class, and they always feel insecure about their stat knowledge. And I ask a question, and I hear her kind of whisper under her breath, and she has the right answer. And so instead of letting that go, I'm like, I'll call her Susan. Susan, what did you say? Say it louder so the class can hear. So that I'm acknowledging that you've got this right. And, you know, doing that kind of positive feedback. I think that's really important. And I think we do carry around these statistics in our head, and we have to be very careful that doesn't play out on the ground.